Māyeśo māyāsvayā. Ātmanyadrakṣayā prāptam. Ātmanyadrakṣayā prāptam. Vibhūbhūṣurupādade. Matajis. Kalam, eternal time. Karma, the fate of the living entity. Sabhavam, nature. Cha, also. Maya, potency. Isha, the controller. Maya, by the energy. Svaya, by his own. Atman, unto his self, yadrakshaya, independently, praptam, being merged in, vibhushuhu, appearing differently, upadade, accepted for being created again. Translation and prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the Lord, who is controller of all energies, thus created by His own potency eternal time, the fate of all living entities and their particular nature for which they were created, and He again merges them independently. Purport by Srila Prabhupada: the creation of the material world, wherein the conditioned souls are allowed to act subordinately by the Supreme Lord, takes place again and again after being repeatedly annihilated. The material creation is something like a cloud in the unlimited sky. The real sky is the spiritual sky, eternally filled with the rays of the Brahma Jyoti, and a portion of this unlimited sky is covered by the Mahatattva cloud of the material creation, in which the conditioned souls who want to lord it again the will of the Lord are put into play as they desire under the control of the Lord by the agency of His external energy. As the rainy season appears and disappears regularly, the creation takes place and is again annihilated under the control of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 8:19. So the creation and annihilation of the material worlds is a regular action of the Lord, just to allow the conditioned souls to play as they like and thereby create their own fate of being differently created again in terms of their independent desires at the time of annihilation. The creation therefore takes place at a historical date, as we are accustomed to think of everything which has a beginning in our tiny experience. The process of creation and annihilation is called anadi, or without reference to date. Regarding the time of creation, first took place because the duration of even a partial creation is 8,6400,000 years. The law of creation is, however, as mentioned in the Vedic literature, that is created at a certain interval and is again annihilated by the will of the Lord. The whole material or even the spiritual creation is a manifestation of the energy of the Lord, just as a light and heat of a fire are different manifestations of the fire energy. The Lord therefore exists in his impersonal form by such expansion of energy, and the complete creation rests on his impersonal features. Nonetheless, he keeps himself distinct from such creation as the Purnam or complete. And so no one should wrongly think that his personal feature is not existent due to his impersonal unlimited expansions. The impersonal expansion is a manifestation of his energy, and he is always in his personal feature despite his innumerable unlimited expansions of impersonal energy. Bhagavad Gita 9.5.7.9. His innumerable unlimited expansions, for human intelligence it is very difficult to conceive how the whole creation rests on his expansion of energy. But the Lord has given a very good example in the Bhagavad Gita. It is said that although the air and the atoms rest within the huge expansion of the sky, which is like the resting reservoir of everything materially created, still the sky remains separate and unaffected. Similarly, although the Supreme Lord maintains everything created by his expansions of energy, he always remains separate. This is accepted even by Shankaracharya, the great advocate of the impersonal form of the Absolute. He says, Narayana Parovya. Avyakta or Narayana exists separately, apart from the impersonal creative energy. The whole creation thus merges within the body of transcendental Narayana at the time of annihilation, and at the creation emanate from his body again with the same unchanging categories of fate and individual nature. The individual living entities being parts and parcels of the Lord are sometimes described as Atma, qualitatively one in a spiritual constitution. But because such living entities are apt to be attracted to the material creation actively and subjectively, therefore different from the Lord. Mukam Garoti Vachalam Bangam Langayate Gram Yat Kripa Samam Mande Shri Guram Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyeshwara Param.
Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we are very happy to be here with in the holy presence of His Grace Sahadeva Prabhu. Sahadeva Prabhu is a very senior devotee in ISKCON leadership for many, many decades. Currently Prabhuji is the chairman of ICC, the Committee of Temple Presidents and Leaders of ISKCON, and also heads the ISKCON Secunderabad project. Prabhu has diverse, multifarious facets to his personality. Materially and spiritually well-read, Prabhu has completed his in his days of education CA and ICWA, later on a doctorate to his name. He has compiled many books, especially on ecology and environment. You must have gone through some books of his, on oil crisis, cow, and so all these books Prabhuji has written himself. Prabhu has come here for a special meeting within the premises of ISKCON Chowpatty with other leaders. We can find so many leaders of ISKCON here. Sanak Sanatan Prabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, Mahashanu Prabhu and others are here. And Sadhya Prabhu also has wonderful cling with the music, arts, which he is also famous for. So very happy that today morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, he agreed in spite of his busy schedule to give today. So let us very heartily welcome Sahadeva Prabhu to Shri Radha Gopinath Temple by three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. It's a great fortune and a real pleasure to be in the company of all of you. Hare Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's long purport. When these pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada, like they talk, those words are emanating from Goloka, carrying the fragrance of the lotus feet, of the saffron at the lotus feet of the Lord. So, and when a materialistic person talks, that is carrying all the vasanas, all the contamination that is infected with, carrying the smell, the dirty smell, the stink of the material existence, of the desire. So, you see the talks, you know, a pure devotee, you know. So that is why these two have a different impact on us. So when you read, let's say, a newspaper article, and when you read Srila Prabhupada's purport, the consciousness of the speaker or the composer is there, like food, prasadam, you know, one who cooks it. So, this method what Srila Prabhupada has given us is an express method, you know. To go, like I came from Hyderabad, there are many ways to go to Hyderabad, right? You can take a bullock cart, you can walk, you can take a train, you can take an overnight bus, you can fly. There used to be Concorde, you know, no more, right? Which is like supersonic jet. So there are many ways. This, our process is a supersonic jet because there is no time in Kali Yuga. Time is very short. While, like when devotees were reciting these verses, Prabhupada instituted a routine, devotees repeat a verse. Now, every time Bhagavat verse is repeated, we get the benefit of reciting all the 400,000 verses of Puranas, right? Just in 20 seconds. Now, how long it will take you to recite 400,000 verses? If you do 12 hours a day, it will take many months or even years. Then this, you know, Mahamantra, how many Sahasranams are hidden in one Mahamantra? You know? One Rama's name, there is a Sahasranam. So if you see, you know, if you calculate how many Sahasranams are there, it's amazing that how rapid this process has been given. Now these purports, you see, there are now many books are available, just like Prabhuji is from Vrindavan. If you go to Vrindavan Book Temple, you know, you get confused. Everybody is writing books, but actually, Srila Prabhupada's temples should focus on Prabhupada's works. Because there is a difference. It's everything is not same. We are not Mayavadis. What Srila Prabhupada has accomplished. So now, there is, for example, you see, this chapter is about, you know, the grip of material nature Brahma is describing. You know, when Narada approached him, that you are dear, my dear dad, you are the, then he said, my goodness, this what a, you see, it's about loosening, it's about the grip of material nature. So now, you know, there was actually these purports, this presentation, this how by people coming in contact with this process, how they grip of material nature loses on them. You know, it becomes loose. The grip loosens. There was one proper disciple. I won't name him. So he was telling me that several times when Prabhupada stayed in some places in America, so they used to take turn guarding him. They were armed, you know. Because you never know, in America there are some crazy people, and you know, so night guard, he was deputed to be his night watchman, you know, with a gun. So he was just sitting outside his room, and he told me, Prabhu, I can tell you that Prabhupada was not alone in that room. I can tell you, you know. He was not alone. Though he was supposed to be alone, I could hear a conversation. So he was very, very humbly, he was kind of, you know, he says, Prabhu, don't mistake me. I come from security. He had a marine background. So he said, we exactly understand what's going on. He was not alone. So my point was that Prabhupada actually, when he writes these purports, dictated those purports, he was, you know, he says these are my devotional ecstasies. These are not, you know, simply, you know, his intellectual and achievement. So this is whole thing is about this chapter. You know, the material nature is actually very, very mama maya duratya, you know, ocean. If you have been to ocean on a ship, you know. You see, just like recently there was a big cruise liner and there was a rogue wave. They call it rogue waves in ocean. Suddenly 70-foot wave will come. So everything, people are dining, people are drinking, people are, you know, everything gets, but they didn't sink. Now ocean, there is no such thing as safe. There is no sailing is safe. You can never be safe in ocean. The biggest carriers are like, you know, 400,000 ton ships are like matchboxes. This is an ocean. So many dangers, so many waves. Like that we are in this ocean of material existence. With waves of hunger, thirst, lust, anger, greed. Now, this magic spell, you know, morning, just like, of course I have come after, I think, few years to this part of Mumbai. And you know, morning, you see early morning, it's very hard to see the top of these buildings, you know. Oh, skyscraper. Prabhupada calls this phenomena as, you know, digging and piling civilization. His terminologies are very, digging and piling like the ants do, you know. They pile up. This is called progress. So going deeper, so I was thinking early morning, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock, if what kind of, you see, piling people up is not the system or not safe also. Generally, when there is an earthquake, people run to the street. There is safety. But here you can't do that. Right? These such a skyscrapers. Anyway, so material energy, this is called progress. India is desh aage badh raha hai hamara. Now the problem is, we are making things better. Highways, skyscrapers. What about people? What about consciousness? So, is it progress is, you see, Prabhupada named our society as what? International Society for Krishna? Not Krishna temples. Not Krishna dressing up like Krishna. Of course, that is there. But the name is consciousness. See, very important point is Vedic culture awards more importance. It's all about consciousness or subtle matter. Krishna is the enjoyer of gross matter and subtle matter. That is why you can render service mentally also. If you have no means to render physical service, like that story, right? The Brahmana who was mentally serving and one day offered sweet rice, which was hot in his mental creation. So, Krishna can accept. For him, it makes little difference. Gross or subtle matter is different, not much. So, you see, it's all about subtlety. And today's world is it's all on the gross platform. How you dress up, what brand you are wearing, what kind of big house you are living. Prabhupada explains, it's not that people did not know. You know, when you are coming from this Worli, and I was asking driver, "Are kya area?" See all those big sea-facing buildings. So I was remembering this point. People spend on their interiors crores of rupees, you know. And here we have interiors for Krishna. Prabhupada explains, it's not that people did not know these things. And they were rich people. But they did not spend on. Only two. Krishna's temple and king's palace. Because king was also called Naradeva. He is a representative of Krishna. So they would live palatially, not everybody. So the thing is, palatial living was only for Krishna and the king. People lived simply. And now, the consciousness of people, makan upar uth rahe hain, consciousness niche ja rahi hai. Gadhe mein ja rahi hai, you know. Tremendous intoxication, materially people are intoxicated. And there is no point in talking. I do a bit of research. I keep, you know, Delhi, the lady got hit just a few years ago. I have the article saved. I saved those things. And the second car also ran over. Then 2 hours they had to scrap. Point is, animals will be ashamed. In fact, I wrote a script. Sometimes I write scripts for a cinema, you know. And actually, when Prabhupada writes like cats and dogs, if cats and dogs had little brain, they would sue Prabhupada, you know. That how could you compare human beings with us? You know, they will file a suit on him. And to call them Rakshasa is an insult, gross insult to Rakshasas. You know, even Hanumanji went. And Lanka, there's a Valmiki, Ramayana, all systems are there. Brahmanad Ghosh. At 1 o'clock he heard Brahmanad Ghosh there. You know, Brahma Ghosh. They are chanting Vedas. So Rakshasas, they were chaste women. Rakshasas, they never exported beef. Rakshasas didn't do. If you see Rakshasa society today, so my script was about, you know, Ravana curses a Rakshasa for being too friendly with Vibhishan. It's a speculation. And he curses them to be born in, let's say, New Delhi or whatever, Mumbai or whatever, you know. And when he appears out of, you know, the drain, gutter, or whatever, he appears there, then he's comparing Lanka versus our modern setup, you know. He's comparing and he's horrified. He's horrified how fallen the civilization go. Pishachas also have some systems. You see, I have news item, raping of from 3 months to 86 years. I have read, because I do the research, part of some central government think tank, and a lot of research I supply. So there are, I have researched data of raping of right here in India from 3 months to 86 years old. How far human society is going down consciousness wise? Okay, you have got better trains now. But what people sitting there are thinking, you know? So Vedic culture was about thinking, about consciousness. Chanakya was, you see, even Prabhupada gave example of Gandhi. He was not very well dressed. He was little dhoti and little something, you know. That too khadi, hand spun. But whole India was Chanakya, he was living in a hut. He was not living driving a Porsche or Audi. He was living a hut, controlling the whole fate of major part of Asia. So it was about consciousness. So it was all about here. Today the world is, you know, it's all about, you know, who gets respected. One who has money, position. Actually, position has become very prominent. Of course, Niti says that these four things, when they lose position, they lose respect. One is our nails. You see, the nails are respected because people spend on all those, you know, nail polish. Because nails are, once you cut off, you have to throw. Hair. People spend thousands on hair dressing, hair styles. But once it's cut off, gone. Danta. You go spend 50,000 nowadays, you know, 50,000 for your dental surgery or whatever. But once it's fallen, it's gone. Similarly, position. A person in position is respected or is honored. But as soon as the position is gone, hardly anybody cares. Anyway, these are Niti. So today, it's a world of externals. But ours is a world. Ours is a world which is a universe inside. Because we cannot fool Krishna. He knows exactly what we are. He knows us better than we know us, right? He knows us better than we know ourselves. So, there is no need to impress people. Because there is a saying, you know, we are buying things that we don't need with the money we don't have to impress people we don't like. This is another consumerism mahamantra. Against consumerism, this is the mahamantra. So anyway, people are going around. Nobody has time to think of you, what are you wearing today, you know. What car you're driving. So this universe, the universe that is inside of us, that is why this, our whole, you know, movement is called Krishna Consciousness Movement. Consciousness, the science of consciousness, the science of Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutani, Tasyam Jagratis. That is why it is very important, you see, this age of darkness, everywhere Prabhupada uses the word age of darkness is, people are active in darkness after sunset. You know, ghosts, fiends, pisachas, rakshasas, for them, the period of after sunset, they become active. So for devotees, their activity starts very early. Actually, those who are really serious aspirants, and you find in, you know, many, many devotees in our movement also, let's say they take early rest, they are up by 1:32, you know, and they finish their rounds before Mangala Arati. It's a whole different quality to that, you know, when the whole world is asleep. bhajan, time of your personal bhajan. Night is called Triyama. Night is Triyama. Lasts from sunset. 3 hours. Let's say 6 o'clock is the sunset. So we should sleep within the first yama. And ends in 2 yama after the first yama. So let's say 6 o'clock there is sunset, 9. Then by 3 actually night is over. So people are sleeping by 3. You know, so this whole thing is systems are up and down, and that creates pressure to conform to modern systems. The grip of material nature is becoming very stronger. Over-communicated, it's a word which is over-communication, communicated word. There is too much of communication. Prajalpa. Prajalpa is considered detrimental, and there is too much prajalpa today. Too much gramya katha. Gramya katha word is used in Chaitanya Charitamrita at least 5-6 places, similar. Too much gramya katha is happening, you know. I read an article 3 days back about the suspicion the spouse have due to mobiles now. Due to mobile, the suspicion, you know, as a whole thing about. So there is too much of communication is not required. We lose our communication with Guru and Krishna. Because living entity comes alone and goes alone. So this whole magic, like the matrix, they are living in a matrix created by Maya. Now, this matrix, this magic spell that is cast. You know, even ordinary magician, who was the magician, can you name somebody? Not even not a magician. Magician I'm calling. Yeah, PC Sarkar, for example. Now, PC Sarkar went once and he was supposed to start at 7. And all the, you know, bigwigs are sitting. He arrives at 8 p.m. Everybody is quite upset. When it's pointed out to him, says, no, I am not late. Check your watches. So everybody looks at their watch. It's 7 p.m. Now an ordinary magician can cast such a spell. What to speak of Krishna? So the point is, everybody was under his spell, but there is somebody who was not under his spell. His humble assistant called Jamura. Every magician is helped by Jamuras, you know. They are not under his spell. They are very small paid workers. They know exactly what is going on, you know. So we are supposed to become that humble, simple Jamuras, you know. You know. And we supposed to not, you see, there is a football match is going on, you know. People are playing, running around the ball. And we are supposed to sit in the stalls and watch the game. Let the river of this whole material existence, people are passing by, you know. When I see old friends, classmates or relatives, you know, we see a lot of water they have passed under the bridge. They got married, they got kids, they got grandkids, blah, blah, blah. He's done this, he's done that. And we feel we are just standing on the river shore and watching the flow, you know. Watching the time run by, right? So, material energy is actually, you know, it's taking its toll. And the whole world is, you know, flying by. And this chapter is about, you know, Brahmaji is narrating the Lord, how Lord is. You see, how the Lord is, you know, casting his spell, and even great demigods are under, you know, the grip of material nature. So Brahmaji is narrating, and you see, there was one devotee, he said, now the news, this is a, every word actually is a news here. Every word, you know, I mean, if you just take one word, the entire creation, the entire one, each word is unlimited, like Krishna himself, obviously. Krishna is unlimited, each of these words, sentences are unlimited. These narrations, these purports will speak to us depending on how much faith we have. Same thing, we may have read 10 times, 100 times, they will speak differently. Same line contains, it's a bottomless, these lines are, these words have no limit to them. And according to our faith, Shraddha, these purports will talk to us. So, our movement, our Krishna consciousness movement is actually inspired. You see, by this compassion. Compassion on our own self, first and foremost. We have to show mercy first to our own selves and then to others. Okay? So, Srila Prabhupada, for example, crossed, you know, went to America, crossed the oceans to take the humanity with him to the other shore. Now, what is the driving force? Why we are practicing, of course, for ourselves, and then we are going out. We are a religion of the streets. We are meant to go out, you know. Ghare ghare gya karo ye bhikha, you know. So we are meant to go out. Temple is only for, you know, actually Krishna is not realized in temples for us. We are meant to realize Krishna on the streets. Now, the driving force is, you know, I personally feel the driving force, why we need Krishna consciousness, we have to read the Prayat Khanda of Garuda Purana. If you want to be really inspired to practice and preach, you see, Krishna is actually narrating to Garudaji. Description of, we find, of course, description of hells in 5th canto, the last chapter, no doubt. But that description is very essential to read that one. That description is something, it's written. When he started narrating Vepamana, Garudji was shaking with fear, just by hearing, not by experience. Garudji never has to experience. He was shivering. He was shaken up just by hearing that description. What horrors of, detailed horrors of, is there, you know. So, it is just like Bhagavata itself, you know. Ayapan, that hell called Ayapan. Ayapan is about where you, the molten lead, molten iron, they make you drink. For what? Do you remember? Drinking wine. Make you drink. Now, this is so common. Yeah, I'm just a social drinker. You know, so they don't know actually. That how much the calculation is there, huh? Kitna piye, 5 2 liter ho gaya ye mahina mein. that much they are stocking them up now for them, you know. For illicit affairs, what is there? You have to embrace the red hot statues. So point is, this is nothing. This is a Bhagavata doesn't have full description. You have to go to Garuda Purana for that. Very horrific descriptions, you know. Very, very horrific. There is a mashako there. Hell for killing of mosquitoes, you know. Mashako the hell is there also. There are so many hells. Then on the journey, first of all you have to read that journey of what happens there. Oh, it's terrible. In the journey there are two dogs are there. They are the sons of the she-dog of demigods called Sarma. Her sons, they take away the flesh because those who don't give their last chapati, like in our Rajasthani houses, first chapati is for cows, last chapati is for dog. So then when I read that, I understood why first chapati is understandable, last chapati is for dog. I didn't know, but when I read that, I understood. Those who don't give their last chapati to dogs, they take that time that share while the living entity is going to the hells, you know. So much people understood and designed their lives accordingly. But today in the name of progress, there are actually progressing. Actually one devotee, he said, all news, all progress is about progressing towards hell. That's all. That's all. Every progress is taking them to hell, you know. Just like this whole, you know, India, you know, killing animals for food. How much suffering it entails, Prabhupada explains. This Manduka Muni, sage Manduka, he was hanged on, he was pierced with a suli. Suli pe chada dete na. You know, they pierce, you know, your body and in a, they rack you up and hang you to die painfully. It takes days to die. So, he was hanged. So, other thieves, they died. You know the story anyways. But he was a yogi, so he didn't pass away. So when he went to, then he went to Yamaraj. Why? I was put in this position. He said, when you were a child, when you were a small boy, you pierced an insect with a thorn. Imagine for that small sin or whatever, unknowingly, innocent child. Of course, then he instituted a law that until 12 years of age, a living entity will not incur sinful reactions. So point was, because of that, then Prabhupada says, these regular animal killers, they don't know how much they are going to suffer. How much they are going to suffer, you know. For millions and billions of years, for each hair on the cow's body, they'll suffer for 1,000 years for animal, ordinary animals also. So, big suffering awaits us. Those who are, you know, in the material, in the name of progress, so therefore this compassion to go out, compassion to reach out, you know, to help out, you know, give some Krishna consciousness, let them hear the holy name, let them get a book. Therefore, this is the driving force. The movement to save ourselves and the save others from the onslaught of material energy, you know. So, time is short. You know, in Kali Yuga, life is uncertain. Upadrutaha. Manda sumanda mateyo manda bhagya hai upadrutaha. so many disturbances, so much distraction. Energies are getting frittered away. So we have to consolidate. And as we age, we should start packing our suitcase. You know, tomorrow, like, I had to travel for coming. So previous night I had to pack up, you know. Can't. So we got to pack up, keep our baggage ready. Anytime, you know, we may be asked to. So therefore, to become Krishna conscious means to become death conscious. Then we won't plan so many things. We have to keep death in mind. Aaj subah uthe hain, ki madhya nipatasya is in the hitopadesh, the crow says, as soon as you think today, I may not be able to sleep here. Where I'll be, I don't know today. Whatever may happen. And while sleeping, wherever Lord you wake me up, please keep me under your shelter. We don't know if we'll wake up there. If the breath, what is gone out just now, exhalation, there is no guarantee it will come back. There is no guarantee. So, conscious of being conscious of death is very important. You know, chant your round. As if it's the last round. You never know. This could be the last round. That Pushta Krishna Maharaj. You read that incident, you know, in Nairobi. They were in, or which part of Uganda somewhere, maybe, anyway. Or South Africa, actually. Anyway, they were in this house. The men had gone for their works and, you know. And then the robbers came in, you know. And there were a few ladies and few of them there. Everybody hands up. Then they are, you know, Africa is known for armed robberies, you know. So then they tie them up and this. Then they see him under the bed, Maharaj, or Prabhu that time, whatever. And then the one guy goes and pulls out a gun ready to shoot him. And another guy pulls, hey, leave it. Then he says, no, hey, leave it. They goes and back and forth like 5 minutes, you know. And he was chanting his round when they came and he went with his mala. So he said, that was the most attentive round I ever chanted. Those 5 minutes, you know. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram. That was the most attentive. So like that, if we are conscious of, you know, ki, this may be my last mantra, then we'll be able to focus. And that is why this whole program, actually our foundation is books. Movement is built on these books, Srila Prabhupada's books. So as long as the foundation is strong, our life should be single family business. Like in Rajasthan, in our culture, Rajasthani culture, when they have business, the baap, dada, pota, pota ka pota, sab, everybody is in that business, you know. Sab baithte hain udhar. Like that, if this is our family business, you know. Our param gurus, they did it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this. And they did it, and we have to do, and our followers, people we are counseling, they got to do it. This is eternal business. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions? Comments? Gantra Chiman. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu. My question is regarding 12 years old. There's no sin incurred up until you're 12 years old. Can you say some more about that and where we can find this information?
Yeah, well, I remember reading it a couple of places. I remember reading that then the age was set. after this incident of Manduka Muni. I think it was in Mahabharata I have read it. But there is an age limit somewhere I have. I think so. I mean, you know, some children are exempt, it seems. Of course, in ordinary law, they are juvenile courts. Juvenile laws are different. But I remember reading 2-3 places, something like, yeah. Yeah, you also remember, right? Yes, the kids are. Jai Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.
Jai Sahadev Prabhu ki, Jai.